Ovid's Metamorphoses, the Latin poet's reworking of ancient Greek myths, is one of the bedrock works of Western literature, one that continues to inspire 2,000 years along. In his stories, the gods are all too human, and mortals often find something godlike within themselves. Its stories of transformation are the raw material for Mary Zimmerman's contemporary adaptation of Metamorphoses, coming to the Polycou Theater stage in a student production. Elizabeth Ekus is several parts in the show. She's with us this morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Everybody in the cast plays more than one part, yeah?
Yes. We all play multiple roles. There's about 12 of us in the cast, and I want to say there's at least five times that many roles. People go from being narrators to gods to, you know, the main characters of, you know, human mortals on stage. I go from being Ceres, the god of agriculture, to part of a wedding party immediately afterwards to a wood nymph named Pomona. So we're all switching up on stage, different characters, yes.
And when you are the goddess Ceres, you get to be an angry goddess, right?
Yes, I'm quite vengeful, which you wouldn't think of, you know, the goddess of agriculture and, like, fertility and love. She's supposed to be motherly, but I get to take my revenge on a man named Ares Sycthon for cutting down my prized and precious tree. And
Well, I could see why you'd be upset, right?
Very upset. He disrespects me as a goddess. Like, he deserves it.
Yeah.
No, it's so much fun. I get to be full of rage and anger, and I take it as I'm very sassy, too, because I'm talking about how, like, he is going to get it.
Yeah.
He is going to suffer for what he's done. And I play Ceres in two different scenes. Both scenes, I'm mad. One about my tree, one about my daughter running away from home, and it's great.
You know, one of the things, Liz, that I think would be so much fun about acting is you probably in your daily life don't spend a lot of time wreaking hideous vengeance on people, but on stage you get to do that, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, no, not at all. I'm a very happy person. I'm not angry.
Not overly vengeful.
No.
But you can draw on something to become that on stage. Yeah?
Oh,
how does
yes,
that work?
Of course. Really, it's because we're not supposed to draw from, like, personal experience because that takes away from that memory. So you're just thinking of things that anger you, like people cutting you off in the morning as you're on your way to school or waiting in long lines, things like that.
That everybody's got something.
Everyone does have something. It works for scenes when we're angry, scenes when we're sad. If you're trying to be like a desperate soul on stage, you have to find something. You can even remember a movie that's made you sad. Anger, I think, is one of the easier ones because it's, I don't know, at least for me, it's really easy to get in that, like, mental state, especially if you're thinking of yourself as the character, like, what has made them angry.
Sure.
So as Ceres, I'm just like, this guy's disrespected me. he's taken, like, I'm the reason he has food, the reason he is still on this earth, basically. And he's just, like, tossing me to the side and not holding me in any sort of regard. So I'm just like, you're going to get it.
Well, you know, in Greek mythology, one of the things I think that's so much fun is that the gods aren't you know, above suspicion. They're just as jealous and greedy and, as you say, vengeful as people, if not even worse, because they've got all this power, right?
Mm-hmm, yes. We talk about this between the cast. We talk about Zeus and how Zeus he's just acting out like a child the whole time. Like, he's supposed to be, like, the main god, like the father god.
Yeah.
And he's just acting like a child for most of the time, especially we're doing a scene We're doing a scene about Arcas and Callisto.
Uh-huh.
And in that scene, Zeus wants to he wants to sway Callisto from her path of purity. Uh-huh. And he's thinking of how he should do it. And he's thinking of all these, like, different disguises he should do. And just the fact that he's trying to trick someone into swaying from, you know, what she's devoted her life to. You're just like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
You need to be, like, an adult here.
Yeah.
And all the gods act like children, or they let their hubris get to them, and they all have that one fatal flaw, whether it's Aphrodite and her want for people to like fall in love, and she gets upset when they don't. Like, she's vengeful when they don't. She's like, "You're not listening to me." They're all very spoiled children in their own way.
Well, you know, what does that say about the universe, right? If the gods are acting like children, what hope is there for us? You never know what's going to happen next, right?
Never know. It's funny because when you think about it, the gods act out in worse ways than I think humans do.
Yeah.
Like, as in my everyday life, if I don't get my way, I'm not going to go, like, attack someone or, like, freak out and, like, curse the whole world, like, things like that. I'm just like, okay, I'm going to move past it. I mean, that might be because I don't have supernatural powers.
Well, let's hope you don't get them in that case, right?
Just all the power goes to their head and all their morals fly out the window. Maybe that's it.
Well, then you also, in a lot of these stories, the humans are trying to be better than that. You know, the gods are giving in to their worst impulses and the humans are sort of trying to reach for their good impulses. Does it seem that way to you? You know, Orpheus trying to go into the underworld to save Eurydice, that kind of thing.
It definitely does, especially in that case. His love is compelling him. Like, he's lost the love of his life. He's trying to do everything he can to get her back. And I mean, it seems that way. They're trying to be better than the gods, but they also have the same flaws.
Yeah.
Like, in Orpheus and Eurydice, he can't keep up with the fact that he's not supposed to turn around and look at her. He knows she's behind him. She knows that in order to get her, they need to leave the underworld without turning around. And yet he can't seem to, like, trust himself or trust what's happening. And he turns around and she disappears. And in there are other scenes where a lot of the mortals, the humans, they want to be better than the gods, or they want to embrace the qualities that they think the gods do have. And that usually ends up failing them.
But that's kind of what's kept those stories alive through all these years. Thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, no problem.
It's really good to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Elizabeth Ekus plays several roles in Mary Zimmerman's contemporary adaptation of Ovid's Metamorphoses. The show runs October 21st through the 29th, and you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.